Greetings, fellow chocoholics, and welcome to Chocolate Habit, your weekly review of ethical chocolates from around the world. I'm your host and curator, Max Gandy, founder of DameCacao.com. Let's dive right into this week's habit. Today we're tasting green bean to bar chocolates, Palo Blanco, Peru, 50% milk. This is a bar I picked up in Japan a few months ago. I picked it up in Fukuoka. It was pretty expensive. But Green Bean to Bar is one of the first bigger chocolate makers. It's based in Tokyo, in Japan in general. And I honestly couldn't find that much about their origin as a company. But their bars that they make, lots of info about the origins, all in Japanese. Yes, I do not speak Japanese. So I actually don't know a ton about this bar. But I can tell you the ingredients, which are cacao beans, organic sugar, cacao butter, and skim milk. So it's a 50% milk bar, but using skim milk powder. There's a bit more information on the back in this beautiful light green paper, and the front is entirely in English. So I'm wondering if the information on the back is actually the same information on the front, except in Japanese. But it's hard to tell. The bar is actually a gorgeous light blue, dark blue combo. It almost looks like if you took an umbrella and made half of it dark blue, half of it light blue, and then turned it into a pattern. And that was all over the entire bar. And then there are these light puce green squares on the front and back. And opening up the bar, you have an aluminum, gold aluminum, pretty thin, keeping in the bar itself. Opening up the bar, I can see that it has a pretty plain mold. It's a very nicely tempered bar, pretty dark brown for being a milk chocolate. The aroma is sweet, a little fruity, and a little creamy. Not much cocoa at all. The mold reminds me a lot of Dandelion's mold, actually, except without the little squiggles on each square. But it's not quite a typical mold. It's almost like little prisms. The bar itself has quite the snap. It's a moderately thick bar. The first thing I taste as it coats my mouth is a bit of the milk powder flavor, which pretty quickly melts away. Becomes caramelly and sweet, and the flavor sticks pretty consistently. It honestly tastes a lot more mild and sweet than I had expected from a 50%. It's almost like a chocolate-flavored caramel. It's a very light flavor. I don't like the lingering bit of like milk powder flavor at the end, but it's so subtle that if you weren't looking for it, you wouldn't really find it. But it does have that flavor that you might associate with having a milk chocolate. But then again, it's very munchable, and it's sort of a problem because I remember when I first opened this, I ate half the bar to record the video. It's very good. It's a really good bar. It's how milk chocolate should melt, but I don't really love the aftertaste. But I don't really taste the aftertaste because I'm still eating the bar. It's a conundrum I'm willing to deal with.
If you like this week's episode, please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review for us on whatever platform you choose to download your podcasts on. I hope you have a wonderful week. See you next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.